Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me here in the studios to talk about the Master Gardener Association is the president of the Sunrise Side Master Gardener Association, Louise Schock-Snyder. How are you, Louise?
I'm good, thank you.
Glad to have you on the show. And from the MSU Extension, the secretary there, Cindy Anderson. How are you, Cindy?
Fine, thanks, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the program, both of you, to talk about, well, we've talked a lot about the Master Gardener Association in the past. I know we've crossed paths at many events, and I think a lot of people have heard the name, but don't always know what you guys do. So, Louise, since you're the president of the association, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do. What is the Master Gardener Association all about?
Well, Master Gardening as a program started way back in 1972, and actually started in Washington State and spread across the country. Started in Michigan in the 70s through Michigan State University. Usually extensions are with land-grant universities like MSU.
Sure.
Sunrise Side Master Gardeners evolved, I think, in the early 90s, and we've been an association of Master Gardeners since that time. We do a lot of work within the county. We try to spread ourselves across Iasco County.
Yeah.
One of our major projects is the Iasco County Medical Facility. We work on the gardens there.
Oh.
We work at St. Joseph's Hospital at the Heritage Garden, at the Healing Garden, which is at the rear part of the the facility there. We have a Heritage Garden that we started a couple of years ago that's at the fairgrounds. And it looked really splendid this year. We were very happy with the way it looked at the time of the fair. One of our most recent projects was the Shoreline Park in Tawa City. The new signage there now has a lovely garden around it, and that was a joint project with the Elks and the Jeep Kids.
Okay.
Lumberman's Monument is a great project. That is actually a Monarch way station.
What is?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes, it's all... plants that attract butterflies and specifically monarchs. So it has been designated as a monarch way station.
Well, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I'll have to check that out when I go out there again. Yeah.
Let's see.
Man.
I'm trying to catch up in my mind.
Sure.
Here.
Yeah. Well, you do so much.
I know.
Not surprised at all. Wow.
Right. Okay. Farmers markets. We're an entity at every farmer's market in both Oscoda and in Tawa City.
Okay.
And we're there to answer gardening questions and whatever else we can help people with.
Sure.
Actually, even canning and things like that. We have answers
really?
For that.
Okay.
Our Speakers Bureau is another big outreach to the community, and we're there to speak to your organization on lots of topics. You can find that Speakers Bureau information at the Extension office.
Okay.
And you can find it, I think, in the libraries as well.
All right.
So we're there.
Boy, you do a lot of stuff in the county and behind the scenes. I think a lot of people don't know that. But, what they also don't know is it really takes a lot to become a master gardener, doesn't it? You can't just say, well, I got kind of a green thumb and I can, raise some daffodils. It's a little bit more than that, right?
Yes, it is. And Cindy can tell us about that class that's coming up. And we are really hoping to get enough people for this class. We haven't had a class in 7 years?
8 years.
8 years.
Wow.
Our county's been kind of overlooked on this, and we were really pushing because our Master Gardener group is dwindling.
Okay.
People move. People age out. I worked at the Iasco Medical Facility one day with three other women, and our average age was 70.
Oh,
so
wow.
We need some young blood.
So okay, well,
new blood.
Yeah. Well, Cindy, let's talk about the other class.
Yes, to become a master gardener, as Louis said, they're a great asset to the community and highly valued.
Yeah.
You would join the Master Gardener program. Our next class starting is in August 31st. You sign up online by August 21st to save your spot and make sure we have enough people to make the class a go. It's a 14-week class, and the class will be from 6 to 10 on Monday nights at the MSU Extension office in Tawa City. And we do pull in people from surrounding counties because there are rarely any classes offered in Northeast Michigan. So we have participants from Alcona, Augray, and, you know, Oscoda and Tawas.
So wow.
You don't live too far if you can drive.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Now, you said 14 weeks and then 4 hours
on Monday nights.
Okay. Now, what do the classes entail? What kind of things are they going to go through in a class? I mean, I would imagine to become a master gardener, there's a lot of things
yes.
you got to do.
Yes, they're going to learn plant science,
mm-hmm.
soils for plant growth, annuals and perennials, woody ornamentals, lawns, vegetables, small fruits, tree fruits, integrated pest management, indoor plants, household and nuisance plants, diagnostics for extension master gardeners, and most of all, gardening practices to protect water quality. Since we live around a water area, that's an important class.
It really is, yeah.
So, you get a 300-page plus manual, well, 3-inch binder, or you can get it on a disc. But a lot of people prefer it on a memory stick.
Yeah.
So for people that want it portable for traveling, they can just take along their little memory stick and read their chapters, and be prepared for the class.
And so once they finish the 14 weeks, they're a master gardener.
No. They need to.
No. Okay. There's more. All
right. Yes, you need to get 40 hours of volunteer service.
I see. Okay.
And there is a test to become a master gardener.
Is there really?
Chapters.
Wow,
yes.
So you got to know your stuff, don't you?
Yes.
You really do. And I know.
But it's a fun group.
I was just going to say.
I don't think anybody's ever flunked the class.
Right.
But
pretty forgiving.
It is challenging. And but once you're done, I don't think I've ever talked to a master gardener where I've asked them a question that they didn't know an answer to. You guys really do have to cover all the bases. And from what I also understand, once you become a master gardener, there's, you know, updates, and you have to keep working at it, right?
We have to acquire 15 hours each year of volunteer service,
yeah.
which isn't really very much, and 5 hours of extended education, which most of us fill pretty easily.
I was just going to say, it probably does come pretty easily. Now there is a cost for the class?
It's $300.
Okay.
But the Sunrise Side Master Gardener Association is offering 7 $150 scholarships to people that complete the class and meet the requirements and then join their organization.
Very good. All right.
In Ogama, they're offering their Master Gardener Association and Friends is offering 5 $100 scholarships to people, preference given to the Ogama area, who complete the class and the requirements for becoming a master gardener, the volunteer hours.
All right. But again, time is of the essence because you need to have all the registrations in by the 21st of August, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there are some scholarships from MSU on a need basis.
All right.
Have the application. They could contact me to get it.
And one of the other things I saw was that you don't really need to be almost a master gardener to take the class. If you don't have any kind of green thumb, if you want to learn this, come on out and take the classes.
Right. We've had high school students take it as well as senior citizens. So.
Well, we could use some more high school students from what I understand here, right?
Definitely.
Boy, the younger the better if you're interested in doing this. Because, you know, this is something once you learn it, you use for a lifetime, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And not just for your own garden, but you can help out the neighbors and you'll be a hero in your area for sure. Is that
true?
Right? That's right. Well, how do they do it? How do they become, you know, how do they register for the class?
They register online at...
Yeah, going to get you that information.
Yes.
She doesn't have it.
I don't have it memorized.
That's all right.
Go.
Yeah.
Shoot. Oh.
There you go. You got it there.
At https://events.anr.msu.edu/mgptawas/. Best if you just call me at 989-362-3449, and I'll send you the link.
There you go. That's the best way to
probably go. Probably be the easiest.
You betcha. But any way you do it, you know what? Pursue this, because you know what? It's a lifetime of learning, and it's a great thing to have.
If people use Facebook, they can look up Sunrise Side Master Gardeners, and I believe we have the information on there as well.
Very good. That's the best way to go also. But any way you do it, learn about becoming a master gardener. And again, as you mentioned, the last class was 8 years ago. So, you know what? This is one of those opportunities, a rare opportunity where you should take advantage of it because it's going to be a lifetime of knowledge for you, right?
Absolutely.
Very good. Again, the phone number to reach you if they want more information.
989-362-3449.
And Louise, if they want more information on the Master Gardener program?
Sure. They can reach me at 989-469-4089.
All right. Very good. Registration deadline, August 21st, and then that first class starting on August 31st. President of the Sunrise Side Master Gardener Association, Louise Schock-Snyder, and from the MSU Extension, the Secretary, Cindy Anderson, thanks for joining us here on Michigan Sunrise Side today.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks for having us.